Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day
at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I was thinking a little rap there about the Ramones from when I was in college. We had a couple people asked us, we did that podcast actually with Lewis Black. You guys should do a podcast talking about musicians, people you've met, that kind of stuff. And I thought, we could do it on the air. But I said, if we do it on the air, our boss will get mad because he thinks we should be in high school when Seether was big or something like that, you know. You know, you can learn from the past when it comes to rock and roll. You know, even Puss is not 20 years old, so he's been around a while. So.
Not?
No, you're not. No, you're not.
Son of a
no,
bitch.
You're not. But that was fun talking about.
But
that.
You can act like it.
I try.
No, yeah, well, free.
Yeah, I try.
To
yeah.
Act like it.
Buddy Wailer passed away, of course, from Bob Marley and the Wailers. Anybody have him?
Not that I'm aware of. Craig, right. he said zero hits, I think.
All right.
That was yesterday.
Was he sick?
I don't think they announced a cause of death.
Bunny's what, 75?
Yeah. How old was he?
Mid-70s probably, because he's probably as old as Bob was, Bob Marley, but Bob's been going.
73.
All right. Passed away recently? Yesterday. Right?
Yesterday, yeah. No cause of death given.
All right.
Apparently he was not among the Wailers that... We smoked weed with.
No, apparently not. Yeah. He left the band early on. Right?
Right.
Right.
But he was one of the originals.
Yes, he was. Speaking of weed, no, speaking of death, excuse me, speaking of death, I'd rather say speaking of weed. More Americans are dying in the prime of their lives. I thought, is that COVID? No, it's apparently alcohol, drugs, and suicide. Good morning. Good morning. That's a fun article Craig will not get to.
Got a text from a buddy yesterday when we were doing the... Scrotal tuck talk.
Right.
Botox injection.
Oh, I think we've talked about that.
Yeah.
Smooth as eggs now, he says.
Oh, he got it done?
Yeah.
I don't really understand. Your sack, by the way, has never been smooth. I mean, it's called, we used to call it chicken skin for a reason. It's a sack.
Right. It's naturally wrinkly.
Thank you.
Wrinkly.
Thank you. So yeah. I don't know what that even does. I think it would look weird.
Or is this wrinkly. Somebody that we all know?
No.
Okay.
This is one of my golf buddies.
Okay. I was going to say.
That's weird. Because
I would make fun of that guy mercilessly.
It's always been wrinkly. That's a great point. It really doesn't matter. I mean, if it's a solid, especially with nowadays, everybody's shaving themselves. If you just saw like a sack down there that was just skin with no wrinkles, it would look like, what the hell's that?
Yeah.
it wouldn't even look like a real scrotum.
You're not returning it to the look of its youth.
Right. It would look like a scrotum, right.
Yeah, it's always been wrinkly.
It's kind of had that wrinkly...
Now, the youth time, it might be a little tighter if you had a vasectomy.
But still, it has that armadillo kind of skin.
Yeah, exactly. That's a great reference.
There's little ridges.
Right.
Ball sacks and elbows.
Right, exactly.
Right. The same as skin.
Right.
Yeah, it's a little rough. It shouldn't be smooth.
No.
Yeah, I got to respond to him.
Well, a, well, first of all, why would you do that?
Unless you have
a problem, that's just
somebody
weird.
Had to have told him to do that.
No, that's just screw that.
Yeah.
Remember that time we had a woman wanted? Oh, the guy wanted her. Oh yeah, she didn't like the looks, the aesthetic look of a balls, and she wanted the guy to cut his nuts off. And the guy got a hold of us and asked if that's should I do that? Remember
that?
He
was considering it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, and he got rid of her.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I know, but
yeah,
he thought
right,
about it. He
thought
about
right
it.
That's the right
choice. Yeah, he thought about it. Right.
Yeah, it was one of our listeners from Vermont.
That's right.
And he's still he's a podcaster or a streamer.
Man.
But no, he has moved on from that woman.
Well, I hope so. And hopefully, hopefully don't find a woman that wants your balls cut off at all.
Right.
On the next.
Like, I think that's a,
just get off that dating site.
A good rule of thumb. If your wife asks you to remove your balls, then you move on from that wife.
I mean, people do it metaphorically a lot. Guys' balls are in their wife's purse. We get that.
She wanted
but you want them really removed from his sack area.
Literally and surgically
because,
removed.
Only because she didn't like the look of them.
Right.
Which is even weirder because I mean, she just wants a penis with nothing else, and that's nobody wants that.
See, at that point, I don't know if I'm even comfortable falling asleep around her.
Well,
that seems like you might wake up bleeding.
She's a freak. That's like saying, well, I don't like that beard on you. Okay, I get that, maybe. I don't like you have the beard. Okay, I'll shave it.
Yeah, because you have to look at the beard all the time. Right. You don't have to look at the balls all the time.
I don't like the way the balls swing back and forth. And,
turn off the music if you're going to say that.
Slowly like a pendulum.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
All right. Craig Evans will be here. Nick Allen will be here. It's Wednesday, right?
It is.
Okay, Wednesday.
All right, I need you to look somebody up on Mr. Skin because I've forgotten my login information again.
All right.
And I'm pretty addicted to Shameless now. We're into season two already.
Yeah, it's a great show.
And there's an actress.
From 2012.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'd be going into the 2012 season
right
now. Actress named Amy Smart. She plays a friend of...
I know her.
Amy Rossum's character. Does she ever get naked?
Oh, Amy Smart. Oh, yeah. I love that actress.
Four-star Hall of Fame. The scene that comes to mind immediately for me is Road Trip.
Yeah, she's on...
Okay, that's right.
She's banging Breckenmeyer in Road Trip. Yeah, four stars.
I always thought she was gorgeous. I know Amy Smart, as you mentioned who she was. You said some blonde girl. I forgot that she was on that for a little bit on that season. I'm not sure if she's naked on Shameless, so... But she's definitely naked.
That's too bad. But she's naked somewhere.
Yeah,
that's all I need to know.
Yeah, she's gorgeous. She's been
plenty of titles.
Yeah, she was in a lot of those R-rated comedies. You know, Road Trip. I'm sure there's a bunch of them.
She showed her butt in an episode of Justified back in the day.
Oh, I remember she was on Justified.
Oh, that's right.
Right.
Yeah, Varsity Blues. She wasn't naked in Varsity Blues, but she was.
Yep.
She was the girlfriend in Varsity Blues.
Yeah, she was the one that he ended up with because she wasn't the slut. She was
the good girl. Yeah.
Good girl, yeah.
The wholesome girl.
Yeah. Sorry, I can't use the word slut, but sometimes people are just sluts. Greg will yell at me for that, but in that movie, the one girl was a slut, and the other girl wasn't. You know?
Yeah, so, she literally was just dating whoever was the starting quarterback.
Greg will say... sexual enthusiast, but I'll say slut.
Translation, a little bit slutty.
Kind of a little bit slutty.
And we don't use the term a little bit slutty.
No, we use a little more, we use skanky. I used to like the word skanky with accuracy.
No, but slutty, coming from us, is not a derogatory term.
No, I never thought so either.
No, that just means...
No, we're grateful. Like Craig always says, we're grateful somebody went to bed with us.
You'd like to give it up.
I should. I'm not talking about our wives.
We could be described as, when in college, a little bit slutty.
Little bit.
Little bit.
I would describe that by my wife. You were a slut.
All right. Oh, were. Okay.
It's
now.
Work.
Now you're just easy.
I was gonna say.
Now I'm just.
You're with the same woman.
Waste of space.
You're just easy.
Now I'm just a waste of space.
I hope that was not a present day conversation.
No. Yeah, right.
That would involve accusations.
And you would know before her anyway.
I probably would.
Boy, that's ballsy to say early, but rightly so. You would know before her anyway.
I hope I'd
she
be
might
the first.
Know soon after that.
I hope I'd be the first to find out.
You probably would. We have to tell somebody. You know, unlike Craig, that's one of our rules. If you have sex with anybody, I mean, you go around every morning and say, "Yeah, I had sex with my wife" or something like that. But if you have sex with somebody and you're like a single guy, you have to tell somebody. It doesn't matter. It doesn't count.
Doesn't count.
And Craig disagrees with that. And I'm thinking, no, it doesn't count. That's just a dude thing, man. And women say that to each other, too.
Craig has many secrets.
Yeah, but
I know
women
he does.
Don't seem to have a problem telling their friends.
No, and guys tell their friends.
Yeah, but a lot of their friends blab. We got friends that blab.
Oh, I don't talk to those dudes.
And there are other guys who know their friends blab.
No.
So they will come to us. They will send us an email.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, we don't even know them personally.
Well, their friends are C-blockers. They're mad.
But they know the rule. So they say, I got to tell somebody, so here's an email.
Glory days.
This chick I've been looking at for a while.
Glory days, exactly. All right, Craig Evans, Nick Allen.
We're a good place to take your confessions if you have nowhere else to go.
Oh, yeah, do that. What's the phone number?
If you have no one else you can trust. Well, you can do it by email.
That's true.
That's TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com. Yeah. And then our phone number is 877-931-4TNT.
If you're having an affair and would like to tell us about that, sure, give us a call. All right. Or just screwing around behind somebody's back. Affair means to me you got to be married.
Or any kind of relationship difficulty.
That's right.
I like doing the train counseling.
I do, too.
Because then we don't talk about the news.
Yeah. Craig likes it, too.
And it makes our lives feel normal.
Craig likes it, too. Right.
I'm fine.
Yeah. And everyone else.
And Craig is next.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.